Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sammet, alongside my best BFF, Stephen Julian.
Morning, Mike!
I have a feeling we're going to have our best show
LOL,
ever.
LOLOMG, that was wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
We're going to have a fun show today. I have a feeling, because we're in a strange, crazy mood.
Wouldn't I be your BCHF, best co-host forever?
If you were, I would have said BCH.
Oh, okay. But I'm BFF.
Yeah.
Aw.
But you're not my BCH.
Okay.
I've had other BCHs.
Oh, man.
This sounds really bad.
Let's move on. Wow. Okay. Good one, Mike.
You are my best co-host, okay? Let's just end it at that.
Thank you. Start on a positive note. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio today in the studio, we have Mike Haswell with Storing Treasures. Also joining us is Beth Levine. Beth Levine. I'll let you she explain her company.
Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. We'll find out more later.
Thank you. And Courtney Legg and Sarah Beal with Ivy Springs Manor. And we'll let all these companies like edit out our first part of the show.
Please.
So
that would be wonderful.
Or we could just start the whole thing over again. All right.
It's up to you.
Now let's go ahead and start with our first guest. We are joined by Mike Haswell with Storing Treasures. Mike, good morning.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Tell us all about Storing Treasures. What is your company? What does it do?
Well, what we do is help people with their money. That's the simplest way to say it. You know, there's a lot of struggles out there with people just living paycheck to paycheck, and we work with organizations and individuals to really take them to a whole new level of understanding kind of how they're wired from a financial standpoint and then putting together some plans that are going to work for them. That's the basis of what we do.
All right. So you sound like a financial planner then. What makes you different from your typical financial planner?
That would be Stephen. Stephen's a financial planner. And I wouldn't dare to go into his, air of responsibility. So the difference between a financial planner and a financial coach, what we do is our goal is to help people with the basics, the basic blocking and tackling of handling money. So we help people with, you know, learning how to get out of debt. And if you're not in debt, how to stay out of it. Learning how to save for the future. Learning how your own specific financial personality helps you with your money. And with that, what we do is we take the basics, and then we get people ready to see Stephen. That's really the goal.
So it sounds obviously being more on the educational side, you're coming at it more from the knowledge base than from the actual execution base. Exactly.
Yeah. So what we want to do is provide the education. We don't sell products. We don't sell life insurance. We don't sell mutual funds. It's all education. And by doing that, by providing that education, what we're doing is we're not going to be have any levels of conflict of interest.
So what are some of the biggest goals you have for somebody who comes to you and says, okay, here, educate me, fill me with knowledge, give me wisdom, help coach me financially. When they get done, mm-hmm. where are they going to be?
Well, I want them to be in a place where primarily they understand themselves, and if they're married, they understand their spouse really, really well. The biggest issue I see with financial coaching today is that typical financial coaches try to tell you, if you want to be successful, do it this way. But the problem is, that way may not work for me. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I'll have couples come in, we'll sit down and we'll talk, and I'll have one of the spouses looking at me saying, oh, I get it. And the other one's looking at me with this blank stare like, I can't do that. I can't do it the way that you say it's got to be done, and so I must not be successful, and as a result of that, I'm really never going to be able to get this thing to work for me. That's not what we want. We want to reach the people that struggle with finances and provide them a framework for moving forward.
You say, and we're talking with Mike Haswell with Storing Treasures, that you've been doing it for 15 years, at least in the financial business.
Right.
Were you an advisor, and then you started coaching and so forth, or you've been coaching and counseling this whole time?
Coaching and counseling the whole time. I've never been a financial planner. Our role has always been at Storing Treasures to be on the coaching side.
Okay, so in that time, what are some of the major issues that you've seen with the individuals or families you work with?
Well, you know, a lot of people come in and it's not an income issue. A lot of people think, well, you know, I don't make enough money. And sometimes that is the case. People get unemployed or they have a reduction in salary. And certainly since 2008, we've seen a lot more of that. So there's no doubt that the external influences have caused a problem. But what we see primarily is people come in and they're struggling with the basics. I don't know how to get ahead. I'm falling further and further behind each month. It's kind of like we use the boiled frog analogy. If you take a frog and you throw him in a pot of, you know, hot boiling water, the frog jumps out. But if you take a frog and you put it into a pot of cool water and you slowly turn up the heat, the frog boils to death. Well, that's what's happening out there, is we're boiling to death slowly. We're not recognizing that the water's getting too hot till it's too late. And that's what I see. People in various positions of boiling. So how can we help them get the heck out of that pot and move on to something better?
How does someone start with you? I think sometimes people are listening to this and will say, oh, financial coach. Well, I can't afford that. So how do people start with you? Where's the first step, and how affordable is it?
Well, that's a great point. And for the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, that's what we've been doing, is financial coaching, where people like you, Stephen, or other financial planners or others will send people to us. And, you know, the typical cost of that is $600, $700, $800. Most people can't afford that or think they can't afford it. So what we've done is we've put together a new online program. It's called STAF, Storing Treasures Automated Financial Foundation, where what you can do is you can go online with any web-based connection, and you can learn all the topics and principles that we teach on a regular basis online. As long as you've got a web connection, you're all set. After you go through the education practical exercises, you get to learn about you and put your own information in there. And I think that's a really different piece of what we do, is not only are you learning, but you're doing at the same time. And by the time you're done, you walk out of there with a complete 20-page report on how your finances are, and then you can use that to move forward.
So you have the online tool that you're using and the coaching and counseling as well.
Right, but I will tell you that we are really moving more and more toward the online piece.
Is it one or the other?
No, you can do both, but our goal here is to work with organizations to get them to adopt this for their people. So in business owners, churches, financial planners, mortgage lenders, and if what they can do is they know the people that they're working with and the folks that are looking for a level of help. And so if they can provide this web-based solution to them, then it's going to help them improve their finances overall.
Is this unique, Mike? Are there other programs out there like this, or is this unique to your company, Storing Treasures?
About a year ago, we did some analysis in the marketplace, and we asked a lot of those questions. We talked to a lot of business partners, and we did a lot of research. And from what I can see, it is completely unique to what we do, because it's not only the web-based piece, but it's the part about where you're putting your information and getting that report that matters. And as you're going through this, your financial personality is also playing a part. Because if you're a cruise director and you've entered some information that's of interest, then the system will pick that up and provide you recommendations at the end based on your own financial personality. That is completely unique to Storing Treasures.
Mike, there's a great book out there that says you can't teach a kid to ride a bike at a seminar. I think sometimes, again, someone might be listening to this and say, okay, well, if I go through the end of it, I'm just going to have, just like I did in some other kind of workshop, where I just have a workbook filled with answers. I think your product is a little bit different. Excuse me, not your product. I think your knowledge base is mm-hmm. a little bit different. When somebody gets through the online course, break that down a little bit more of what they have and what they can do after they're done.
So it's an 8-session course. Each session is about 20 minutes. And then the application that you complete on your own is another 15. So about less than an hour a week. You can do it in a classroom environment. You can do it in a small group. You can do it one-on-one. At the end of that 8 weeks or 8 sessions, you have a 20-page report that talks about your financial personality, your debt, your priority for getting out of debt, a spending plan, a set of values, your behavior, and a set of recommendations that you have received as a result of going through the program, and then goals that you've set. So you have a tangible plan that you're walking out of there with, and you can continue to update that over the next, you know, few months, few years, where you can actually see your finances improving over time.
And you and your client, or the person who goes through this, has a lot more confidence as they take it now to professionals, as they take it to people they want to sit down with, be it an insurance person, a mortgage person, a financial planner, and say, here's what I've done. Can you help me with this?
Exactly. Imagine a mortgage lender who has just tried to give someone a loan, and the credit score was a 580, and they can't help them. Right now, there's nowhere to send that family. Well, you send them through this course and say, I tell you what, when you're done, you bring me your report back and your certificate of completion, and let's sit down and map out a plan for you. Well, now that mortgage lender has got something they can do to help them bring on a new client. So it's really for the professionals out there as much as it is for the people. It's a connection. It's connecting the financial professional world with those people that need the level of help.
Mike, you've used the term a couple times, financial personality, and I kind of want to get my arms around that a little bit more. I'm not, is that a term, and Stephen, you know, is that a term that's familiar in your industry, or is that that's a unique term as well?
I think it's unique to Mike, so I want to hear what he says.
Let's talk more about that. What does that mean exactly? I mean, does that mean, okay, I'm a personality person that I like to spend more or I save more? What is financial personality?
So everybody has a unique system in how we think and we behave. So how we think, we're either going to be instinctive or we're going to be analytical. And how we behave, we're going to be cooperative or we're going to be assertive. And if you ever worked with people in a work setting, you know you have those individuals in a group setting that are very easy to get along. They're very cooperative, that, you know, they want to hear what you have to say. And then there's others that really don't care. They're assertive. They're going to tell you what they think. But, hey, we're charging up this hill, and we really don't care whether you're with us or not. You take those personality traits, you combine them together, and you get four different personality types. And those four personality types drive how we are wired. So when I do seminars and you bring together 50 people and you have them take the personality assessment and you start to realize some different things are happening here. First of all, you realize that those people that are married, 80% of them are not sitting together any longer. Why is that? Because they are different personality types. Opposites do attract. And all of a sudden, they realize, now I get it. Now I realize why we're not on the same page. It's not that you're out to get me. It's that we really want to make this thing work. We've got to realize that we've got to work together. And all of a sudden, the way that I get out of debt, my personality type, if my personality type is different from Steven's, then the way that he gets out of debt may be different from me. And so Stephen might be telling me the way that he gets out of debt, I'm, oh, that's a good idea, I'll try that. But if it doesn't work for me, then I'm wasting my time and I'm getting more and more frustrated. Financial personality isn't just something that we learn about who we are. It's really meant to then drive our decisions going forward. And it's a new way of communicating. And I'll say this last thing. We did an employer group about 4 months ago. And prior to that, I had a guy come up to me and he said, you know, I don't think you're really going to be able to help me and my wife. And that's a pretty strong statement to make right up front. And I'm like, that makes me feel good. Great. Let's give it a try and see what happens. So we went through the whole thing. You can see he was really engaged. And that he and his wife had really had a lot of issues in regards to finances. And at the end, he came up and he goes, I have 20 years. I think you might have just completely put our marriage on a different track. That was in 4 hours. Because he now understood his wife's personality and his personality and that they were different. And that they needed to find a way to come together. It was actually a good thing they were different, not a bad thing.
You should have placed a bet. Maybe he would have bought you lunch at the end of that.
Could have gone to Vegas on that.
And not to make light of it, but you're not just helping finance. I mean, you are saving relationships and saving marriages because finances play such a huge part in people just not connecting.
It's the number one cause of divorce. Is not a lack of money. It's the inability to communicate about money. That is the number one cause of divorce.
So, Mike, how do people find this staff? How do people find staff? Do they come directly to you? Speak a little bit. You said you wanted to partner more with business leaders. Talk about that. How do people find staff?
The best way is to email me at mike@storingtreasures.com, mike@storingtreasures.com, and our website is www.storingtreasures.com. And that is the best way to reach us. And what we will do then is give you a one-on-one look at what this is all about. This is a program that's up and running. We've already working with different clients. Our goal is to get this out in the community so that those – and the goal really is to help people one-on-one and have them connect with us. But our model is to reach the organizations in the community. That's really what we're going after because there's a connection there. There's a help there that we really want to drive – success and provide a support, not just for the individuals, but for the organizations.
Yeah, so individuals can reach out to the contact information you gave, but in addition to that, business owners who want to do something for their employees or offer something to their employees, I think financial morale is a huge issue in the workplace. I think church leaders, I think financial professionals who want to offer this to their clients, they can reach out to you as well.
Absolutely, and that's really the groups that we're going after. We're actually redoing our website, and we're going to have three major groups. One is going to be financial professionals. One are going to be business owners. And one are going to be churches. And there's going to be specific benefits for each one of those groups to help their people. That's really the partnerships we're going after.
And because you want to work with these partners, these groups, are you doing like seminars or are you doing some one-on-ones? Or is it doing it all?
Well, our goal right now is to get the word out. So what we're doing is having a lot of individual meetings. So we do demos where we invite business owners, professionals to be on the demo so we can show them what we're doing. And then our goal was to have just one-on-one conversations to really understand your business and to then provide a level of value. I was in the insurance business for 15 years. And one of the things I really enjoy about what I do is getting to know other people's businesses and then to take this product, this program, and help them implement it into their business. So we actually offer what is called a white label as well, where they can actually make it their own. They can brand it. They can sell it. They can provide that opportunity to their people in such a way that they can understand how to implement it in their own daily process.
Mike, I think we have a new BFF for you. I think it might be the staff program.
Exactly.
I'm your BFF, Mike.
My new BFF. Well, Stephen, you've just been replaced, apparently.
That's okay.
We've already talked about what Stephen's demonic. So.
And we won't go there again. So really, the bottom line is one size does not fit all. I mean, it's not that easy.
That's it. You nailed it.
That's wonderful. And again, give the contact information for people that want to find out more information about this. Give us the website and all the contact information.
Storingtreasures.com. And then just go to contact us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Or you can email me at mike@storingtreasures.com.
Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on the show. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from, wrong sheet. I'm having one of those days. The Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, the Georgia campus, Beth Levine.
Yes.
Beth, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Mike.
Tell us now all about the company, the school, the campus, what you do there, and what you do there.
Okay, great. Well, I am the assistant director of the Organization Development and Leadership Program. It is a Master's of Arts degree. We just had our first graduates this past May, so it's very exciting, and we are new. That's why I'm really trying to get the word out. We are part of, as you said, the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and then eyebrows get raised. I am in Gwinnett County, and did you say Philadelphia? And yes, I said Philadelphia, as in Pennsylvania, but we have a satellite campus here in Gwinnett, because the school in Philadelphia wanted to expand, and through their own strategic planning, they realized they had to leave Philadelphia where there were four or five other medical schools. And they are very committed to community collaboration, and they're very committed to working with a diverse community. So they targeted the Southeast because they know there is a lack of doctors, and they wanted to help fill that need. And they then chose Gwinnett because it is the most diverse county in Georgia. And we have an incredibly diverse, perfectly representative student body. It's thrilling to see our future doctors there. But my program, just as I said, we just had our first graduates, is the only representative of the psychology department. There's a large department in Philly, and we're the first ones to be brought down to Georgia. And we are, as I said, a program in organization development and leadership, which is a fairly new field. And maybe I'll stop there and see what else you might want to hear about.
I think we have a few more questions
yeah.
for you.
Okay.
Osteopathic medicine.
Yes.
For those of you that are, you know, like Stephen, who's raising his hand going, what kind of medicine is that?
Explain
the types of medicine.
Okay. An osteopathic doctor,
even she
right, you got me
it.
Confused
yeah.
there, right, does everything that an allopathic doctor does. So allopathic is an MD, and an osteopathic is a DO, doctor of osteopathy. They take the same boards. Many people I run into say, oh, my own physician is a DO. I love it. The difference really, I'm seen across the way, right. The difference is that the osteopathic model is more holistic. And that explains why they have such a large psychology department in Philadelphia. It takes into account much more the emotional and psychological well-being and puts it all together in the diagnostic approach. I'm not really well-versed in speaking about the osteopathic model. I've kind of just hit, you know, about as much as I know. So we should bring someone else in from the medical side to talk here.
I'd be completely confused and...
Well, I wanted to say I was raising my hand, but I think I can say osteopathic, so I'll try.
That's good.
I wanted to ask, so this is the first go of the Department of Psychology down here in the South, but there's a department up in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Are a lot of the studies of the Department of Psychology going to be completely separate of the other osteopathic studies, or is there a lot of... overlap?
Okay. So, yes, I'm hoping to be partnering more with the medical school, and we also have a pharmacy school. Right now, we partner with the biomedical graduate program. We have a Master's of Science in Biomedical, and those students in their second year have an option to specialize. And one of the options is organizational leadership. So many of our students are actually in their second year of their biomedical program because they know that understanding organizations and leadership is going to help them either become hospital administrators. Some of them want to go back to where their parents maybe are from or grandparents and put up medical clinics. And so they understand the value of this aspect.
Now, the program is very unique in many areas, and I want you to talk about some of the uniqueness of the program. But it also caters to the person that may be already out there working or, of course, has their degree because you have evening hours, weekend hours. Talk more about that and what makes your program unique.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Great. Is that a great question?
That's a great question.
Wow. Good job, Mike. One for Mike. All right, go ahead.
What makes us unique is that we really recognize that leadership and organization are embedded. I mean, if you are a leader, you have to have an organization. And an organization without a leader is rudderless. So some programs focus more on one or the other, but we really integrate them. So that's number one, what I would say about what makes us unique. Secondly, we recognize the impact and give a lot of weight to the impact of family dynamics on organizations. And those play out. And I was very interested in listening to our first guest about the couples and saving marriages and stuff. Your family background not only influences you and your placement in your family in terms of, you know, how your sequence with siblings or whatever influences you and your personality. It might affect your financial personality. And it's also in play with everyone else in your organization. So we have a whole class dedicated to, it's called emotional systems, understanding your own family dynamics, understanding how they can often be represented in businesses. Some businesses are family businesses, literally, but also become, and many models talk about the business as a family. So it filters there. And you also, just as Mike was saying earlier, that when you understand your own personality, then you can see someone else's personality without it being a struggle. You can then see that someone else that you might have some potential conflicts with, understanding that their family dynamics are influencing them. And it's not that they're out to make your day miserable.
Well, let's get into some of the nitty-gritty details. How long does the program take? When are the classes offered? And I think most importantly, where's the campus located?
Okay, so that's a really great question, Stephen.
One for me.
The campus is located on Old Peachtree. It's a mile east of 85, so it's very convenient. It's right now all housed in one building, and the classes are in the evenings and on weekends because, as we had said, we really are looking for folks who have experience, and therefore, generally, they're working. Not all of them are. People are changing careers since 08, as Mike also referenced, so we have a lot of that, too. Classes start at 6. They usually run 6 to 9 once a week, and many include a weekend, either a Friday, Saturday, or two separate Saturdays. And then we have other classes that are simply weekend, Friday, Saturday classes.
Now, quick clarification, the entire college does run regularly during the day. I would imagine most of the osteopathic classes are during the day.
That's, I think, like an 8 to 4 or something. We're the only ones officially there in the evening.
Who are the types of people that are coming into the program, and who would you say is the ideal candidate to be in the program?
We have a nice diversity in our students. We have folks who are in local government, Gwinnett government. We have local business folks, managers and middle managers. We have nonprofit leaders. So we really hit those are all of the types of organizations, education. So everyone, because every organization needs to be developed, right, or can benefit from improved leadership and development. So that's who we've got coming in. Also, a wide diversity in ages, and we think that our intergenerational opportunities in the classroom also distinguish us a little bit. As I said, we have those biomedical students coming in, and they tend to be striving toward medical school or pharmacy and not have as many years of experience. So that contributes to the richness of the classroom. The ideal candidate really for the full MS ODL is someone who has at least 5 to 10 years of experience, because that's what we bring into the classroom. Our classes are based on reality. It's not the theory supports it, but we then bring the issues into the classroom and we help work through them by applying the theories we've been studying.
We're talking with Beth Levine from the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And Beth, I wanted to ask, you said kind of at the beginning of the conversation here that you're trying to get the word out. What are some of the ways you're trying to do that? Who are some of the people you're trying to get introduced to apart from the ideal potential candidate or student? Who are some of the organizations you're trying to meet? You know, how are you trying to get the word out?
Thank you. I will go everywhere, and I have been trying to go everywhere. I am a short person, though, and I can only stretch so far. So I've been going to, for example, the Nonprofit Summit, the Georgia Center on Nonprofit sponsored. I've been to a couple of other nonprofit-focused conferences. I'm going to the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce business next month. They have their expo. And then I'm going out into the community. We are partnered with the Gwinnett Neighborhood Leadership Institute, and that leads us into other places. But I'm looking to meet folks who are running larger, you know, just to have more volume at once, organizations where they are interested in supporting their middle-level managers and their senior managers in improving their skills to help the organization improve their bottom line, not just through a focus on the task of bottom line, but through the focus of balancing relationship and task.
One of the more important parts, of course, is the faculty, the people that are actually leading the classes. Talk about the faculty you have there on the Georgia campus.
Oh, that's one of my favorite aspects of my job, is contacting and communicating and reaching out and working with faculty. We have a really diverse group. We have someone who actually runs the Gwinnett Neighborhood Leadership Institute, Ellen Gerstein. And she teaches, she's an MSW. She teaches our family emotional systems and our personal and professional development. We have someone who teaches facilitation, who's been doing it for about 30 years. Her specialty is nonprofits, but she works with all sorts of organizations. And she's based in Atlanta. We have Dr. Linda Hoops, who is teaching our strategic change and organizational diagnosis, and that is her specialty, actually, is resilience and dealing with change. So you see, we have a broad spectrum, and we have Neil Sclareux, who is trained at the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland, and he'll be teaching a class on Gestalt. And I'm sure I'm leaving someone out and I'm going to be in trouble. Of course, me. I'm one of the faculty.
and you're the assistant director.
Yes.
You mentioned that you're right now all the classes are in one building. But where do you see yourself moving forward? Where do you see the school in 5 years and 10 years, at least the Georgia campus?
Well, they've already purchased another building that's right behind where we are now. And so they are definitely on the move. They're definitely expanding. And I'm hoping, my dream is that I'll have, instead of one class of foundations in organizations each fall, I'll have two classes going. So that's my dream, to be able to have more students and more faculty.
I was going to ask also the question, you said this was the first degree down here in the Department of Psychology. Is there plans to add more degrees in the Department of Psychology?
They are looking at that. They have hired a big consultant, you know, one of those, to look at all the various programs that might be appropriate to bring down. And I think they are looking at more of the psychology department.
All right, Beth, for those that want to find out more information, where can they go to find more information or get some contact information?
The website for the college is www.pcom.edu. That stands for Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, so PCOM. And you can reach me. My email is Elizabeth Lev. They gave me three letters in my last name. So it's Elizabeth, L-E-V, at PCOM.edu.
Beth, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Great
I've
to
enjoyed
meet you.
It.
From the Georgia campus with the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Ivy Springs Manor, we are joined by Courtney Legg and Sarah Beal.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. Tell us, now you've been on before, so we've heard a little bit about Ivy Springs Manor. There's some exciting news about going on there, but we'll talk about that in a second. Let's back up and go, just tell us about Ivy Springs Manor, where you're located, and what you all do there.
Okay, Ivy Springs Manor is an assisted living. We have also a secured memory care as well. We have 77 units in 54 being assisted living, 23 being in our secured memory care. We have a registered nurse on staff, and all of our care staff are certified nurse's assistants or higher than that.
We do, one of the things that makes us different is we do all-inclusive pricing at our building, which is very different from most assisted livings. So, and that's for us, we know that every resident needs something different. So we're just doing that one, and then anything they need, we're going to take care of instead of saying, oh, well, you've got this, let's charge you $5 for this and this much for this. And
so no just, nickel and diming.
Exactly. It's definitely, it's, I think it's very osteopathic of us.
Nice.
Because it's really, yes. It's we're, you know, very holistic. And we really, you know, we're dealing with everything for the resident, but also for us, it's the families too. It's we're there for the resident. We want to, number one, care for them, make sure they're living as independent as they can and having a vibrant lifestyle, but being there for the families as well.
And by doing all-inclusive pricing, you're helping the families store their treasures for later.
Exactly.
You all are doing a great job with this.
Wow.
Now, so let me ask you to unpack that just a little bit more. So in all-inclusive, basically the price is the price, and that doesn't change. And that's different from a lot of your competitors where they'll sign something, they'll be in something, and then all of a sudden there's a lot of different.
Most assisted livings will do a price for the room, and then there's a level of care. And we do not. We don't like those three words, level of care. We don't do anything like that. So like the past building I worked at, the family would pay for the room and then say, oh, well, your family member, they can do some things on their own, but we need to do this, so we're going to put them at a level two. And then 6 months down the road, oh, you know what? We're having to do, you know, their showers, and so we've got to charge you now an extra $500 a month because we're going to move them to a level three. And that's not us at all. It is when they come in, we go by price of the room, and everything is built into it. So no matter what, and it's great to, like you said, plan for the future. You know that it's going to be that price. And I mean, obviously our residents, that's, you know, the business we deal with, they're going to need more care in the future. So families can prepare for that. The resident can prepare for that. It just makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that, Stephen, because I'm not at the point yet where my parents or loved ones might have to have some assisted living, but a level of care. I don't like them. I don't like my folks that much. Yeah, just give me the third level of care.
No bath for you.
Yeah.
That's very smart.
Well, we've had families that, I was just talking to a lady the other day. She's looking for a place for her parents. And where they're at right now, the husband, he is in a lot better condition. And so assisted living that they're at came to him and said, we need to move your wife up to a different level of care. We need to be doing this. It's going to be this much more. He said no, and so he's doing it. And so his health is going down because he's having to do extra work for her just because he doesn't want to pay the money, which, I mean, it makes sense.
Absolutely. So. Now, Courtney, you're the executive director.
Correct.
And Sarah, you were recently promoted, so what's your title now? What was your title? What is it now?
Well, now it's community relations director, which is wonderful and all, but it used to be director of excitements. I know. It's hard. It's hard going from that to anything else. So I've been, you know, it's been a little
Did you not learn anything last show to spiff up the titles?
I know. I actually
we can take care of that today before you leave if you'd like. Yeah, okay, we'll work on that.
Please do. Yeah, it's been very hard for me.
How are you guys?
We have someone from the Department of Psychology who might be able to help.
Maybe we could talk later.
A little therapy. Where are you guys right now as far as how full you are? What are the plans as you move forward?
Well, actually, we celebrated 1 year of being open last Tuesday, and we are about 85% full on both sides. We've got a few availabilities on the assisted living side and a few rooms on the memory care as well.
And that's a huge jump from just when you were on the show several months ago. Last time you were here, you brought some brochures, and I was amazed by it does not look like your typical assisted living home, if you will. Explain what makes it different. I mean, I thought it was a resort that you were, you know, oh, it's nice. Why are you bringing
me? She loves that word.
Why are you bringing me these brochures from a resort? But that was your place.
Yeah, that's the first thing people say when they walk through the doors, that we look like a Ritz-Carlton. We treat our residents like that they are at a resort.
All right, Courtney, so when I walk through those doors, what am I going to see?
You're going to see a baby grand piano, a self-player, a beautiful chandelier. There's a staff at our front desk from 8 in the morning till 8 p.m. greeting. There's warm cookies baked on the counter, beverages, coffee. You look one way and you see our beautiful dining room. The other way, we have a private dining room. We have a parlor. We have a movie theater there. It's a great, beautiful place.
Sounds like level of fun rather than level of care.
It is.
So let's this is about as hard-hitting a question as you're going to get. You guys differentiated yourself on how you price and not start nickel and diming people and moving up pricing as things get worse for the residents or needing more care. So let me ask, if I'm someone who's looking for my parents and I'm doing the shopping, I'm doing the due diligence, what is can you give me some advice as I'm going to, of course, I'm going to come to you guys and you're the best ones. I get that already. Okay. But help me get there in how I'm looking and what should I be asking and what should I be looking for apart from chandeliers and baby grands, which are great.
Number one is to definitely start looking. Don't wait until there is an emergency, until someone falls, until you're in a crisis. Because then you're going to have to just find the quickest thing, the closest, anything like that. So really educate yourself and go ahead and start researching. And people always think, oh, you know, it's going to be a nursing home. And go ahead and see what's out there because things have changed. There's been a lot of regulation changes. There's a lot of new stuff coming up. So figure that out now before you have to. And also start the communication with your parents. Mm-hmm. That's one of the hardest things when it is time and we see the daughters and sons that are coming in and it's like, well, how do I tell my parents? Oh, they're going to hate me. Go ahead and start talking about it now. I mean, I tell my parents all the time, I can't wait. But I mean, you know, go ahead and have that open lines of communication. Talk about things like power of attorney, anything like that. So it's not such a big shock when it comes to it.
Almost include them in the process. Have them look around and go, man, I like this place. I like that place. Yeah. I like this place.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, you know, they want to promise and say, oh, I'm never going to do that to you. I'm never, you know, always. But I mean, sometimes it's the best thing. I mean, I know my parents wouldn't want me putting my health and my future family and things like that to the side to take care of them. They'd want what's best for me too. So, I mean, but yeah, really include them in what's going on. Bring them to tour and look at the places. We love having families come and come in for lunch and, you know, meeting some other residents, getting to do some of the activities, making them definitely part of that choice.
So you would say one of the good things to do is to try and do a day in the life of, take a tour,
yeah,
see the place?
Definitely. And places should let you do that. If they don't, that's a problem.
Right.
You know?
And we encourage everybody to talk to family members. That's our biggest selling point when they come in and our family members are like, this group is so great. Everything here is great. I would definitely suggest anytime anybody's looking at a assisted living that they do look at the residents, the family members, the staff. It's more than just the baby grand because we are beautiful, but we also have the care that comes included with it from the management staff all the way down to our housekeeping team. And I know that I've seen people walk through other assisted livings and they don't look at that and then they regret it.
We're talking with Courtney Legg and Sarah Beal with Ivy Springs Manor, located in Buford, Georgia, right not far from the Mall of Georgia. So you got nearby shopping, by the way. Added benefit, added bonus. And it's not a case of just someone coming and they're stuck in the room all day. You guys have activities, field trips. Talk about all the things you do. You know, with the director of fun, with the director of excitement, that's their job, basically, is to do these things. So talk about some of the things that the folks will do there.
We do a little bit of everything. There is, of course, you have bingo. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
It's like a state law to have bingo.
Yeah, you have to have bingo. Yeah, we do.
Is that in the minimum level of care? You have to offer
yes,
bingo?
Yes, that's so, included, right. Yes. We've got really great community involvement. There's a lot of churches that come in throughout the week doing Bible studies or just coming to, hang out with the residents and just have, sometimes they get tired of seeing the same staff every day. They want to see new faces. So bringing people in, Girl Scout groups, having schools come in. There is different arts and crafts, and we have done everything. We've made coasters. We've done watercolor painting. Try everything once. And, that's the group of residents that are there are really fabulous about being open to trying new things. And, sometimes when you get older or even younger, you get stuck in a rut. You want to do the same thing every day, but they're definitely open to going on adventures. Went to Mayfield Dairy last week. Last fall, I think it was, we went to the Coca-Cola Museum and went to the Varsity, which was fun. It was a little stressful for the director of excitement who was driving, but, the residents had a great time. We've been to Gwinnett Braves game.
You're going 30 miles an hour, and they're like, slow down!
It was a little crazy, but we went to Gwinnett Gladiators game, Gwinnett Braves game. Buford High School has been awesome, and they have offered us tickets to any of their performances, their theater performances. So, yeah, we really get out and about. I mean, they have a better social life than I do.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Now, Sarah, all of those things you just talked about came out of the fact that you are now the Master of Community Relations Extraordinaire?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So then let me ask the follow-up question. Who else are you trying to get introduced to? What other community relations extraordinaire events are you trying to – I mean, is there anybody you want to reach out to and say, I'd love to get the residents to be able to do this, this, and this, and you need to reach out to them as the Master of Community Relations Extraordinaire?
I would really like to get – this happened at a building that I was at in the past, but they did tutoring with a local school. And it was once a week, and some of the seniors would go over there then to the school, and just whether it was that they were reading to them or just, helping them, it was really neat. And the residents loved it. They had a great, they were very excited every week to go see the kids. So I think that is great. I mean, we have definitely during Christmas time and things like that, the Girl Scout troops, the schools that come in, but I'd love to make it where it was more year-round thing. Or doing like a pen pal thing or adopt grandparents, something like that would be really neat. There's actually a school that's close to us that I'd like to partnership with. Actually, Courtney's son goes there, and it's Sugar Hill Christian. So I would love to get in with them. And that's the thing. Sometimes it's hard to make those relationships, but once you do, you're set. Like that's with the churches. When we first opened last year, it was, having me to introduce myself to the churches and talking to them and getting them in. But once you get those groups in, 10 years from now, they'll still be coming every week to see the residents.
And what I find fascinating is, and this is fantastic, is a lot of times I think somebody thinks of assisted living and senior care, and they think we have to go serve them.
No,
but you're
not
talking
at all.
About tutoring and
oh,
having,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, teach them about how to pop a clutch, and I mean, because I'm sure they were doing that on the drive downtown, and if the bus breaks down, I'll take care of it. So,
yes. We actually, somebody stole our parking spot at the Varsity. So I had to get out and yell, and all the residents were like, we're here for you, Sarah. We if you need anything.
They had your back.
So, I was Gold Gloves champion in 1939. So, yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, we taught the residents how to play handbells. And we've always said, like, we should go play for schools or go, play for church groups and stuff just to get out there and, go for a trip, but also just to share what we do.
That's great stuff. And congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
For those that want to know more, give us the website information. Give us your location, all that good stuff.
Okay, I'm glad you asked that.
Is that that's
great.
A great question?
That was really a great question.
Oh, come on. That's fairly standard.
But they.
But it is important.
But it's very important.
It is important.
Really
I will. I will agree with
we
that.
We can be reached at www.ivyspringsmanor.com. Our phone number is 770-573-9096. And Sarah is, her email is sarahbeal, B-I-E-H-L, at ivysprings.com.
Great. Courtney and Sarah, great to see you again. Thanks
so
much.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Always have fun with these two. All right. Again, thanks to Courtney and Sarah with Ivy Springs Manor. Big thank you to Beth Levine as well with the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, the Georgia campus. And, of course, Mike Haswell with Storing Treasures. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Stephen Julian.
LOL, Mike.
That's all you got?
I could do a long thing about osteopathic medicine and storing. It was going to be too long, so LOL.
I should have left it at LOL.
You're my BFF too, Mike.
Yeah, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.